Just to Mark's decision and the way the last 24 hours have gone.
Yeah, I was excited, obviously, to get this opportunity to, play against one of the, the number one defense in the NFL right now. And, as soon as I heard, I just started preparing and watching tape like I've done the whole entire season.
Is it tough with you and Jim? That must be kind of awkward.
No, I mean, we have a great relationship, since day one when I came in, Jay's been great with me and helping me, and that's what he's doing right now too. Obviously, it's tough on him, and he's just been there, for me the whole entire season, even though I'm the backup. Just talking, going back and forth. What do you see? This is what I see, type of deal. And as David Fails as well, all three of us get along great in the quarterback room with Coach Cav and Tress, and it's just a great relationship all three of us have.
Is this a fair amount of time for you to get ready to play the number one defense in the league?
It really doesn't matter if it's fair or not. That's the time we have right now, and we're trying to get ready each and every day.
Jimmy, what's the difference in your preparedness for this game versus your last game as a starter for Carolina?
That was four years ago, right. So it's obviously a little different. I've gained more knowledge since, 2010, the last game I started. Just being around. Different guys, different coaches, being around, the game and seeing it from a different perspective, on the sidelines, I think is going to help me on Sunday.
Does the makeup of this offense help any with the weapons you have and things like that? I mean, is that something that you can kind of hang your head on or just feel like?
Definitely. Just to have the supporting cast around me like we do here, I think is going to help. The biggest thing for us is just take care of the football, move the chains and get down in the red zone, put points on the board. What's that? Well, the biggest challenge is, like I said, playing the number one defense in the NFL, having 2 days to prepare for them, just going out, watching tape as much as I can, getting help from Jay and David and the rest of the coaching staff to get everybody prepared. We're preparing right now, first, second down, third down today, and getting ready for a red zone tomorrow. So,
do you do anything leadership-wise this week with the guys in the locker room, knowing that you're starting, or do you kind of approach it like the job's on loan for you for a week?
No, I'm taking the same approach that I've taken the whole entire year is just to go out, be myself, and go to work. That's the only thing you can do right now at being 5-9. I've been in way worse situations than this, but the only thing we can do as a team right now is to keep going out each and every day, and that's what Coach Tressman and the rest of the coaching staff is stressing to us is that's to go out and work, and I think all the guys on the team are doing that and preparing each and every day.
Jimmy, when starting as a rookie, how difficult was it to wait so long, 4 years? Was there ever a point where you thought you might not get that chance, especially last year when you got hurt?
Yeah, definitely. It's a tough 4 years, going through that whole entire transition and being hurt last year and, rehabbing every day on my shoulder. And, it's just a great opportunity for me. A lot of people don't get, second chances to, showcase their talent in the National Football League. And, Coach Tressman and the coaching staff, has confidence in me to put me out there on Sunday. So, just got to get ready to go, and that's basically it.
What jumps out to you about the Lions defense when you watch
them? Their front four. I mean, you start up there. They're great. Eight guys is what they have. They just rotate eight guys through. They definitely get to the quarterback, stop the run, and they have great linebackers in secondary. Just get around the ball. They fly around and make tackles and make plays.
Is this like get the ball out quick type of defense?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely don't want to hold the ball against these guys. As you've seen, their front four, they get to the quarterback, the best in the league. And, the biggest thing for us is just, taking care of the football, getting the ball out, staying on rhythm, and just moving the chains.
Given all the uncertainty about the organization now at the end of the season, obviously Jay's status now, do you feel like these last two games for you are a chance to, grab a greater foothold either with this organization or in the league because you've got a chance?
Yeah, I mean, that's every time you step foot on the field, whether it's preseason games or whether it's, a regular season game, it's an opportunity for you to showcase your talent, whether it's, you know, to stay here or to the 31 other teams in the league. You know, that's just what I've been taught, you know, since I stepped foot into the league and, you know, started playing football. You know, in college, every single time you step foot on the field, it's another opportunity for you to go out there and showcase your talent to everybody.
Jimmy, how surprised were you when Mark told you that you see this coming at all?
Yeah, no, I didn't see it coming at all. It was quite a surprise to me that you know, they wanted to go with me this week. But, and like I said, it's a great opportunity for me and you know, the team to go out there on Sunday and put our best effort out there and, you know, hopefully get a W.
Having barely played, Jimmy, what expectations can you have for yourself in a game like this against a defense like Detroit?
Yeah, I have high expectations. You know, every time I go out on the field, you know, I'm going to have higher expectations than anybody, you know, else, whether it's, you know, coaches or, you know, media or whoever it is. You know, I have really high expectations for myself, and, you know, that's what I'm trying to do right now is just prepare myself so I can go out there and play at the level that I want to and play at the speed that I want to.
Jimmy, can you compare learning this week with two practices before the game, can you compare that to when you first got here and had to learn the playbook real quick and kind of get moving on the fly? Or is there any kind of common thread there?
A little bit, but it's a little different, you know, just coming in, and it's learning a whole entire new language when you're, you know, coming into a new system like I did during OTAs. But, you know, now it's just speeding everything up. You know, you don't have a whole entire day for first and second down. You don't have a whole entire day for third down. And then you don't have a whole entire day for, you know, red zone and goal line and short yardage. So it's just squeezing, you know, some things together and just speeding up the process of that.
Is there something that with your skill set, is there something you can bring to this offense that it hasn't had, that it's been missing?
That it's been missing?
Yeah, I mean, what can you bring to it?
Yeah, I mean, we'll see on Sunday. We'll see on Sunday. But, I mean, looking at Jay, I mean, Jay's, you know, has the skill set that I have and some. So, you know, I don't think it's anything, you know, differently. But, you know, the coach has made a decision. You know, I'm just going to do my best to go out there and make plays and, you know, move the team.
Jimmy, Josh McCown came in last year and had success as a backup. Is there anything you take from that, what he was able to do to step in, or is there anything in the system that makes it easy for a backup like yourself to step in and adjust?
I think the biggest thing is just you know, going through the reads and the progressions that, you know, are within the offense. You know, our reads are really detailed out, and, you know, being in this system for only a year, you know, I've heard from Jay and from, you know, Coach Cav and Tress that, you know, Josh did a good job of just, you know, sticking to the paper and going through his reads and progressions. And, you know, that's what I'm going to do on Sunday, is just go through my reads, you know, whatever I see coverage-wise, you know, just go through it, 1 to 2 to 3, check the ball down, and, you know, move on to the next play.
Couple more?
What's that?
How's Jay been handling this whole
You know, obviously it's tough on him. You know, being the starting quarterback and you know, coach, you know, going a different way, it's obviously going to be tough on him. But he's been great with me. Like I said, you know, yesterday and today, he's helping me, you know, saying, hey, did you see this? Did you see that? And, you know, that's just been the way Jay's been with me since day one when I got here. Nothing has changed, you know, from his perspective and from my perspective in that case. But obviously he's going to be frustrated that he's not playing this week.
How was this big family turnout, bringing a bunch of people to watch the game?
It's funny. My family was coming out regardless to celebrate Christmas. So they're all coming out. I think they get in tonight, and my fiance's flying out tomorrow. So
how many tickets?
Yeah, 10 family members.
Jimmy, how's Javen handling this whole season as things have kind of gone downhill? Do you see, you know, is he getting frustrated? What did you see from him?
There's, you know, definitely frustration throughout the, you know, the whole entire organization. You know, nobody wants to be 5-9. Nobody wants to be in this position right now. But at the end of the day, this is where we are. And, you know, Jay's been, you know, handling it just like everybody else, going to work each and every day. Obviously, coming in, it's tough to watch the tape on Monday after a loss, but you get through the tape, and then the next day you come back in and you start preparing for the next opponent. And that's at this stage, that's the only thing that you can do is, you know, watch the tape, learn from the tape, and move on and get ready for the next opponent.